Los Angeles County has seen 64 cases of typhus so far this year, double the typical number, with a cluster among the homeless. The cities of Pasadena and Long Beach are also seeing higher numbers. In Los Angeles Skid Row, doctors are on the lookout for symptoms.
It's sort of a nonspecific fever, body aches, sometimes a headache, sometimes a rash.
This kind of typhus is spread by fleas found on rats, opossums, or even pets. The risk is higher when people live on the streets around garbage, and the disease seems to be spreading.
It's never been considered a very common disease, but we seem to see it more frequently. And it seems to be extending across from Southern California all along the Mexican border into southeastern Texas and then into the Gulf Coast and Florida.
Texas had 519 cases last year, more than three times the number in 2010, with clusters in Houston and Galveston. This is not the epidemic form of typhus that has caused many deaths in wartime and millions of deaths in World War I. This form, called murine typhus, is serious, but often clears up on its own and responds to an antibiotic.
It tends to get better a little faster if you have the treatment. But there are cases where people have had more severe complications. So it's rare, but getting meningitis and even death.
This may be one of many diseases with links to migration, urbanization, and climate change. Expert Peter Hotez speculates.
Others include dengue now are emerging in southern Texas and Florida, Zika virus infection, chikungunya. We have a huge problem with West Nile virus infection.
He says these are on the rise in many industrial nations with crowded cities and growing pockets of poverty. Los Angeles officials say they're working toward homes for the county's 53,000 homeless residents, and voters approved funding in 2016 and 17 to finance the efforts. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.